Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
You are a true professional. Emmanuel Mosley joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Great corner for the 49ers as he makes his return against the Rams. Now we get the playoffs against the Cowboys, and Emmanuel joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Thanks for making the time. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, man. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing good. Just first and foremost, congratulations on getting in the playoffs. And before we get into any intricacies, what was it like on Sunday? You guys drop behind 17-0. You come back. Ambry, you got the pick. Ambry gets the pick. The atmosphere, we were at the game, it was just full of 49ers fans. What was that all like on Sunday against the Rams?
Yeah, man, it was electrifying to see, like, the whole stadium, like, filled with red. You know, the faithful, they're going to always travel. And then we went down 17-0. We just had to have a conversation with ourselves and just tell us that the game is not over. We just had to stay patient, you know, and make the plays when everyone comes. So when that play came and I made the interception, it kind of jump-started the team. And then you guys saw Ambry. He finished the game. So proud of that young man.
Yeah, without a doubt. The interception you had on the left sideline and you flipped sides to accommodate Ambry was big time and just kept the comeback coming. But I want to go back to the work you put in to get back off the high ankle. And I would watch you a lot of days over with the performance staff on another field, working your ass off to get back. And it's a high ankle sprain, and it's a difficult injury to come back from when you're a cornerback and you have to react to, you know, covering receivers. They initiate the movement, so you've got to cut. Just talk about, was there ever a moment, E-Man, where you thought you wouldn't be able to come back from the injury? And just talk about all the hours of rehab you put in to get over that tough injury.
Yeah, so I would say when the injury first happened, you know, after the first day, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm there to come back this year, just based off how bad it hurt and how stiff it was, you know. But we have a great performance staff that took the time out to help me get prepared. It took plenty of hours, maybe 5, 6, 7 hours a day, you know, just to get back on the field. And you saw me on the sideline running. They did a great job. The strength staff did a great job. Everyone just played their part, and I was so happy to get back on the field.
Emmanuel Mosley joining us, the 49ers, of course, and the Cowboys this Sunday right here on the Sports Leader. We talk about the resiliency of this football team, but I don't know if any other position group more signifies it than you guys. You lose Verrett against the Lions. You got to bring in Norman. Lenore's a rookie. He plays early. He struggles a little bit. Ambry, as you said, got that big pick. He's come alive. Dante's had to play all over the place. He had to play safety on Sunday against the Rams. Kaywan was out. Dante's playing the nickel. I mean, you guys have had different lineups, different starting groups, moving all over the secondary. What has it been like all season long in that secondary for you guys?
You know, it's crazy, man. I'd probably say one of the most, like, weirdest years with the injuries that we've had. But, you know, we just believe in each other. Anybody that go out on the field, we know they can get the job done, you know. So I got to give a credit to my DB coaches. They do a great job of getting us prepared, you know. And then just the guys around us that just believe in us to give us confidence to go out there and make plays.
You mentioned Ambry Thomas and the big interception he had in overtime to ice the game and the development that he made. But the one thing, and when Sherm was here, you would play on the offense's left at right cornerback. But without Sherm, you went to the other side. You went to left cornerback on the offense's right. And then Ambry's more comfortable that way. So when you came back and Ambry was the starter on that side, you flipped sides. So does it matter to you? I know you played boundary, you played field, you played left corner, you played right corner. Does it matter? Do you have a preferred side of the field, E-Man, or not?
No, I don't have a preferred side. You know, I played both sides before, And then whenever I came back, I just had a conversation with my coaches, let them know, like, I want Ambry to stay in the groove, so I'm going to make that switch, you know. I feel like I could take that pressure, and that's what I did.
So you played about 50 games in the SEC at Tennessee from 2014 to 2017. You had OBJ, and I know you didn't play against all these guys, but the SEC is basically where receivers go. I mean, with LSU, we saw Ja'Marr Chase this year, OBJ and Landry. Alabama over the last number of years has had so many guys come into the league. A couple of rookies this year were absolutely great. Even Ole Miss, you had A.J. Brown, you had DK come out of there. How much did it help you in college that every single week you were facing big-time receiver talent and then you make the jump into the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I think it helped me a lot. You know, I'm going to say that the SEC got the best athletes, especially at receivers. You know, some people may say they may not believe it. But I think it was just great to play against guys every week, you know, that was NFL top player. So I think that it helps, you know, because I'm not the biggest corner. So receivers that I go against are normally either bigger. But playing in the SEC, I think that it just helped me get used to that and just competing at a high level. Mostly.
And one of the best the SEC has ever produced out of Alabama is the great Amari Cooper, the fourth overall pick in the draft a few years ago. So give us a scouting report on the three of them. I mean, we kind of think CeeDee Lamb is more of a slot guy, but I see him lining up all over the formation. Cedric Wilson has now taken over, obviously, man number one with the injury to Michael Gallup. So just give me your scouting report on CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Cedric Wilson.
Yeah, so I start with CD. Like you say, they say he's a slot receiver, but he plays everywhere, and he's a good receiver. You know, they do a good job giving him the ball, creating routes to get separation and get him open. And then Amari is Amari. You know, he's been Amari Cooper for so long. He's explosive out of his breaks. He knows ways to get open, and they do a good job getting the ball. And then Tillman, he was a special team guy, so I actually had to cover him, I believe, last year on special teams. So I know that he has speed, and he's really opened his game up playing receiver this year, and they're feeding him the ball. He's doing a good job. So they're definitely a good group. You know, he's got to go out there and just take care of our business, play our technique, play hard, and let the game do so.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
By the way, I shorted your own guys. I mean, Juwan Jennings is from your alma mater, Tennessee, and Debo, of course, is a South Carolina guy, so you got more guys in the SEC. How often do you – I mean, obviously you guys aren't hitting in practice, but we know the physicality of Debo. What's it like in practice, even though you don't have to hit him? And what about the way that your receivers have evolved from Debo to now Juwan Jennings making the type of plays he's playing? Ayuk early in the season wasn't what he is right now. These guys have really jumped forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's very competitive in practice. You know, every route we try to defend, you know, but it's very hard, especially in Cal offense. But these receivers are great. Like Debo, y'all see what he does, man. His name is Debo for a reason. And Juwan Jennings, I've seen it in college, and just to see that he's doing it in the NFL now, it just makes me really happy. He's going to continue to get better. And then Ayuk, he's just an explosive guy, man. Ayuk, he knows ways to get open. He has big hands. Actually, they gave me his gloves the other day, and it was a 3X. So, and I don't wear that size, so that it makes sense why he catches the ball when the ball's thrown to him. But those receivers, they're doing a good job. And not only do they do a good job in the passing, they do a good job in running. They're run blocking, you know, that separates them. So,
now they're terrific. They are great run blockers. Triple X, huh? Kind of DeAndre Hopkins size there for him. Give me a word about Dak. And we mentioned their wide receivers, Dalton Schultz, number 86, their tight end at Stanford, is a really good route runner. And then the two running backs, and I think their skill set at this stage of the career with Zeke and the knee issue, Tony Pollard, so explosive. So what do you see from the tight end, the quarterback, and the two running backs, E-Man?
Yeah, so Dak, I think that he's came back this year on another level. Like, he's, I believe he's playing his best ball. You know, he's running the ball. He's getting the ball to the receivers. And then the running backs, they're both powerful running backs. You know, they're fast. They're decisive. They know what they want to do. And it's going to be a tough ball with them. And then the tight end, I think this is arguably his best year. They're feeding him the ball. He's finding a way to get open. His game has really grown, and I really respect him.
Emmanuel Mosley, joining us, 49ers Corner, as we're getting ready for the Cowboys and the 49ers here on the Sports Leader. Obviously, the pass rush, the defensive line, the front seven, that's tied into what you guys do. And it looks to me that that front seven is playing about as well, and especially that defensive line is playing as well as maybe anybody in the league. When you're watching tape, what are you seeing, especially from that front?
They're rolling right now. That's all I can say. Everyone up there is playing with confidence, you know, and that's what you got to do as a defensive lineman. They're making our job a lot easier. Like you say, this is probably the best that they're playing, and they know that, you know. So you can see their confidence growing. Shout out to their coaches for that, man. They worked really hard in practice, and I'm just glad to see that it's transforming into the field.
That's all working together, like your Super Bowl run, a combination of rush and coverage behind, and you got it going on right now, and you played a great second half, obviously, against the Rams. You know, one thing I think about often, and Ambry's playing great, is not having Jason Verrett on the other side of you, I think would have made this team really solid with you and JV on the outside and KK, Kwan Williams inside. But also what I wanted was the, and I know it went 1-2-3-4 with the numerical, you know, secondary with the starters, with Tard and Jimmy, yeah, and you and Jason. But I wanted to go, you know, like the quarterback had 4-3-2-1 to get rid of it because of the pass rush. Because, yeah, you know, obviously Jimmy's wearing number one. Jason Verrett was two. Right. Jaworski's three. And yeah, the reason you went from 41 to 4, that's your high school number? That's your family number? Why did you change that number?
Like you said, that's just my high school number, and it's my family number. That's the number I wanted in college, but unfortunately someone had it. So when they decided to switch the numbers where DBs can wear number 4, they can wear single digits, I had no choice but to switch.
E-Man, you guys were at home in 2019, and you're heading off to the road, and it's been much debated. You mentioned this, that just the takeover in L.A., and last time the 49ers played in Dallas, they took that place over as well. Does that matter, or are you guys just locked in? It's a playoff game, home run, doesn't matter, or does it matter that there's a lot of red in the building and will be this Sunday?
No, it definitely matters, man. Like you said, it's just like another player out there on the field with them, you know, like the noise. You go to an away game and then the other team is saying that they can't hear, like that matters a lot to us, and we appreciate the faithful for that and hope they continue to do that. All I can say is every away game we've had this year, it sounds like a home game.
Even the preseason game against the Chargers at SoFi, the joint practices in Costa Mesa, the red and gold just completely took over their facility there, which was amazing. All right, so give us a little idea. Thursday, now later in the year, E-Man, has become a meatier, you know, a little longer, and you're getting a little more work in a day. So what is the day consisted of as far as meetings here? Because I'm at Levi's with you, and I'll go over and watch the end of practice today when you guys get on the practice field. And just so how does today differ as you get ready for the Cowboys than yesterday and what you do tomorrow than the walkthrough on Saturday?
I wouldn't say that it differed that much. You know, the tempo may differ a little bit. But mostly you just got to stay into it mentally, and then film study has to pick up. And like you say, when the tempo slows down, that's when you got to really get yourself mentally prepared so you don't make, like, little tedious mistakes.
Emmanuel, thanks, man. Congratulations on coming back. Great win against the Rams on Sunday. Let's keep it going against the Cowboys. We'll talk to you again real soon. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
You got it, man.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.